Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, yesterday was Carolina's media day for basketball. That's a change. It's basketball time, folks. And Greg, your biggest takeaway from the day that you spent in Chapel Hill with Roy Williams and his 2017-18 team?
Well, I think that the biggest takeaway for sure, Tommy, is that Roy Williams expressed confidence in his perimeter players and then said he was scared to death of his post players. And I think that's going to be the theme of this season. It's especially going to be the theme early this year. Luke May is the only returning veteran in the post. Luke, of course, was reserve last year. Hit a really big shot against Kentucky, but is not used to being the guy down low. But he's going to have to be because he's got three freshmen that came in. None are considered to be elite five-star guys. They're all pretty big. You got Sterling Manley, Brandon Huffman, Garrison Brooks. All kids that have a lot of potential and will grow into to very good basketball players at North Carolina. The question is, how soon will that happen? Williams said that Garrison Brooks is ahead of the other two right now. He is more polished. He's got some post moves. He's got a good mid-range game. Brandon Huffman, however, is the most athletic of the bunch. He dunks with authority. He's a very aggressive player. Roy joked that he's not a guy you want shooting outside of 3 feet right now. And then you got Manley, who is much longer, kind of a bigger guy, but he's still got a ways to go. So a lot of unique pieces in play. How Roy Williams crafts the inside of his team is going to determine how good this team can actually be.
Carolina opens the season against Northern Iowa less than 3.5 weeks away.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.